The Death Star was an errant object I encountered in a recording studio in 2001. It was a leftover, a prototype from an abandoned experiment in maybe 1998 or 1999. It came to mind again when I first visited Porticus, a tower-like, acoustically chaotic exhibition space in Frankfurt, which I was invited to visit in the summer of 2016 in preparation for making a new work. Wondering how to be in such a space, the Death Star, which was an unwieldy, globular, 7-microphone array arranged at the end of a stick, came to mind. And I tried to locate it again once back in New York. My research came up mostly blank, and I later learned that the prototype that I had encountered had been stolen or something. It wasn't clear. The Death Star had been under development at AT&T, formerly Bell Labs, in the area of perceptual sound field reconstruction, which was a recording and playback technique that aimed within the technical resources and hi-fi preoccupations of the late 90s to make possible the reproduction of a subject-driven, multi-dimensional account of one acoustic space within another. As a person myself of unruly sonic experience, somebody attuned to my own dysphoria, I felt the device spoke to a register of temporal and bodily experience that might enable me to contend with the politically and aesthetically overdetermined structure of a spare German exhibition space. A little less than a year later, the facsimile of the Death Star I created and inserted into Porticus's volatile acoustic environment was installed and active, arrested in instrument mode within Pro Tools, that is, in a continuous state of recording and subject to a cascading series of contingencies, including the unruly acoustics of the architecture, the interference of visitors and passing traffic, and the unspooling of a soundtrack I composed of noises, vocalizations, and fragments of melody that cycled continuously, morphed by delays and distortions, both physical and perceptual, back into the recording apparatus overhead. A system for generating notation from the constant feed of automatic recomposition added a 2-dimensional facet to the action. Recursive in structure and evocative of my own body above all, the installation was for me both machinic and speculative, maternal, consuming, abstract, and repetitive. 6 months later, I had the opportunity to reconsider the output of my Death Star under radically different conditions. At the end of the Porticus exhibition, I had mounted a performance within the gallery with the extraordinary pianist Marino Formenti. Marino undertook to perform the entire body of unusual notations I had created from the voluminous quantity of data the Death Star had output over the course of 10 weeks. The notations he read from accounted not only for pitched notes that already existed in the prepared soundtrack of the exhibition, but also attempted to represent the wider spectrum of noise and feedback that had equal, if not greater, valence than the sounds that triggered them. I took the recording of Marino's piano performance, mingled with the sounds of the installation, of which it itself was already a transcription, and renotated them for piano and orchestra. This orchestration, now called Death Star Orchestration, was mounted at the Donaueschingen Musiktage Festival, now within the frame of the High German musical avant-garde. To make sense of this radiophonic transplantation from body to body, site to site, was not entirely possible. Elements of my original installation were already structural inversions of the intent of perceptual sound field reconstruction itself, which depended in the late 90s on a fixed subject position mapped to the center of a 3D grid, a so-called sweet spot. My orchestration, on the other hand, was already the inversion of an inversion, a performance or concertization on a proscenium stage of decentered and alien subjectivity. I felt I made this especially clear by amplifying the piano and the other instruments present through guitar amps, which you will hear in a moment as a pronounced and stadium-like distortion. Nonetheless, a kind of sound field reconstruction was possible and continues to be a possible outcome of the Death Star's deployment and curious, still largely uncharted state of being.
I find
Thank you very much.